Yeah, it kind of goes back, with Donnie's injury earlier in the season. You look for ways to get our receivers in blockable positions, and he's a bigger guy. He's much like Dwayne that way. He's a bigger body guy, and plus it helps Donnie a little bit with that shoulder, protect that shoulder, with that injury. And the thing is too, when you put him in the game, it's not always going to be a run, as you saw Sunday. So, we got to continue to put him in different spots, move him around the field, and he did a nice job for us in the game.
What kind of growth have you seen him as a receiver?
He's really, he's really come on as a receiver, and as you see, we've given him more opportunities in games to make plays, and caught a great touchdown pass, again Sunday, and he's doing a nice job as a young receiver and learning, and again we're throwing a lot on him because we are putting him in different spots. We're giving him the flanker spot, we're giving him the inside slot spot, and we're also giving him the split end spot. So he's done a nice job in handling that.
I know he's been handling roughly 15 to 20 snaps a game for a while. Was there a game that was a turning point for him when you guys saw it and said, hey, we'll give him a few more now?
Not really. I think with Junior, it was more what he did in practice and really against our defense and on the service team. And that's kind of where guys show up. If they don't get many reps during the game, we can see it in practice, and even if he's getting offensive reps in practice. So he's done a nice job there.
Jamal Charles' yards per carry has gone up the last few weeks, and you guys have also opened up the passing game a little bit, started going downfield. Is there a correlation there?
Yes, there is. And obviously when you have the ability to run the ball and run it successfully, it has opened up some of those lanes down the field. I think that's one thing you've seen really coming out of our bye week was the fact that we've been able to push the ball down the field a little bit more, and we got to continue to do that, and then obviously give Jamal opportunities not only from the backfield but out in space along the line of scrimmage, empty formations, things like that too.
Andy talked a lot during the offseason about kind of, for lack of a better term, kind of coaching Alex to be maybe a little more aggressive down the field. Do you feel like, are you happy with his, where he draws that line between taking a shot and not being too risky? Are you happy where?
Yeah, you've seen it in the last couple of weeks, I think, with him, and he's trusting his guys, and the guys are trusting him, and he's seeing the field now, like I know he can, and like he's proven, and he's one thing. I guess one of Alex's strengths is he's not going to put you in a bad position. If it's not there, he's going to find the tight end or the back in the flat, and I just think that what he's done here in the last couple of weeks has been an ongoing process really since the beginning of April in the OTAs when we started working this process. So we'll keep working that.
Who's coaching staff? How do you deal with drop passes other than just keeping working on it out here? I mean, what kinds of things?
The guys they're working hard after practice on jugs machines with the balls, with the tennis balls. They focus on it in practice. It's something that we talk about. The guys know they're professionals. It's their job. It's like runners with the ball. They got to hang on to the football. They know they have to catch the ball. Alex has to have trust and confidence and just go to him on the sideline and say, look, I'm going to keep putting it to you. And eventually it's going to stick. So it's just a matter of just keep working it and overcoming it.
What do they do with tennis balls?
Catch them.
I know, but I mean, how does it
focuses on a small part of the ball, and with the football being so big, now you got a tennis ball that's coming at you, it makes your focus, your focal point that much narrower, and the concentration is.
So
is
somebody
higher.
Fires a tennis ball at them from how far?
Yeah, it's just like a regular tennis machine that that tennis players would use, and anywhere from 5 yards to 10 yards away, just so they can get a focus on a small area.
Who's your tight end right now behind McGrath? I mean, you got to.
Well, Jones. I mean, he's a guy that's been here. He's got some experience. Sure. He's gonna have some opportunity this weekend to play, and we're looking forward to getting him out there, and still using our two tight end sets, right. and letting them both go.